This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Yes, we're all excited. Jonathan E. Mord is back live. I guess you don't have to play Mr. Mom tonight. We're all grateful. We get to benefit by your constitutional conversation that we get into each and every week here, Jonathan.
Yes, sir, Robert. Here for you.
All right. Well, listen, our friends in North Carolina, South Carolina, maybe a little bit of Georgia and wherever else this thing heads are in the crosshairs of a major storm. A lot of wind, a lot of rain, a lot of flooding potentially. And one of the towns in North Carolina, as reported on Natural News, apparently says, hey, this is an emergency. You need to not travel anywhere outside of your home with firearms. So suddenly the right to keep and bear arms, the right to self-defense is abandoned by the government, local government, when there's a hurricane coming. Is there a provision in the Constitution that allows for that?
No. The right to bear arms, and it's simply, you know, the Second Amendment of the Constitution is not capable of being suspended based on weather. Doesn't happen. And in fact, the underlying basis for it, which is protection of liberty and our republic, is even more essential in times of bad weather, because many bad people can use bad weather as a cover for criminal activity that would take away your individual liberty or that might even threaten the security of the state. So it's important for people to have the right to bear arms, particularly in a situation where there's looting and violence and so forth. So, that's a reprehensible choice of direction that violates the Constitution. There is a basis for denying people any one of their civil rights, and that is Article 1, Section 9, Clause 2 of the Constitution, which permits the writ of habeas corpus, that is your right to be freed from jail for arbitrary imprisonment, to be suspended in the event of a rebellion or invasion if the public safety requires it. That's the only instance in which rights may be put on the shelf, and that is an instance where people could be arrested, incarcerated, during the period of rebellion or invasion if the public safety required it. This was used during the Civil War rather extensively by Abraham Lincoln, where he would suspend the writ of habeas corpus. Justice Taney, who is a Confederate sympathizer, disagreed with the president, and that led to the famous statement by Lincoln, "Justice Taney, you have your order. Go ahead and enforce it." Of course, Taney couldn't enforce it himself and would depend upon the executive branch. There was a constitutional crisis at hand. Mm-hmm. The president said he would not enforce the writ of habeas corpus and would keep the copperheads, they were called, incarcerated because they posed a threat in a theater of conflict in the Civil War.
Well, the great controversy here among many is that our government was founded to protect liberty, and at that point, the risk is, would they ever abuse it? And of course, there are arguments historically looking back at what Lincoln did to say, yeah, he went too far. Others said, no, that was perfectly constitutional and reasonable. But as you said, a weather threat is not a basis for suspending anybody's rights.
No, the winds may howl, the sea surges may reach 13 feet, and the rain may pelt us in the face, but that doesn't deny you your right under the Second Amendment. So to keep and bear arms under the Second Amendment is not affected by the weather.
Although, even beyond a weather event, we do see the erosion of the rights to mere privileges, with so many acquiescing to a federal, I guess, lawful authority, which I might argue against, to mandate certain restrictions that are not the restrictions I would say. I mean, if you want to restrict somebody that's incompetent, I can understand that, but there's no discussion other than what we do here about people on psychotropic medications approved by the Fear and Death Administration. I mean, the FDA, you know what I'm saying?
Well, the administrative state is a direct threat to individual liberty because it operates outside of the Constitution effectively, because it is not accountable to the courts, the Congress, and the American people in the ordinary course, and functions a lot like a monarchy or an absolute monarchy or a dictatorship, in that the agency is oftentimes the party that brings the charges, so it's the prosecutor, and is the judge, and enforces the law. So you've got a combination of executive, judicial, and legislative power all combined in one entity. They create the law as well. Mm-hmm. So this is abhorrent to the separation of powers and to the system of checks and balances, and is in fact not within the definition of a republic. So it operates extra-constitutionally and is a direct threat to our republic. In fact, I've said that we no longer have a true republic in the constitutional sense. We have a bureaucratic oligarchy because almost all law that affects us is created by the administrative agencies, not the Congress of the United States. If you look in sheer number, almost two-thirds of all federal law is the product of the agencies, not unelected agency heads and agencies, and not the Congress of the United States. But, you know, there's something else that's really a threat to our country, and it's a fait accompli that needs to be dealt with the rule of law, and that is the attempt by the Department of Justice, the executive branch under Obama, and the FBI, and even the CIA, to work in tandem to undo the results of the 2016 election by creating a false predicate for charging the President of the United States either with colluding with the Russians, which itself is not a crime, or with undermining or obstructing justice, which obstruction of justice is a crime, but it's not an impeachable offense per se. It could be, but it has to rise to the level of being a high crime and misdemeanor. Nonetheless, the point is that we are now seeing that these individuals broke federal law by divulging confidential information to the media, in addition to apparently participating with one party, the Democratic Party, and Hillary Clinton's campaign in the creation of a false narrative contained in the dossier of Christopher Wray. Is that his name, Wray?
Yeah.
That was used as a basis to get warrants issued by the FISA court and to plant an undercover agent to infiltrate the Trump campaign and endeavor to entrap or otherwise find a basis for criminality that would then justify legal action. So this is a gross and extreme abuse of power. It's a violation of several federal statutes, not to mention what they did in exonerating Hillary Clinton without even having her charges brought before a grand jury and then prosecuted, even though she was engaged in extensive espionage. violations because of her use of a private server to contain all the emails going to the Secretary of State in the State Department. So this is grotesque. I mean, this is a absolute corruption that is destructive fundamentally of the rule of law and was an effort. You know, forget about the Russians for a minute. This was an effort by people within one political party to undo the results of an election and the Electoral College to ensure that Hillary Clinton would be elected, and then in the second instance to impeach Donald Trump. These are, to lay a predicate for it, these are actions that are biased, they violate federal law, and they also put our nation in peril by causing a Democratic election to be thwarted. Here they are, ironically complaining that the results of the election may have been affected by Russians in interfering with the election, when they themselves were interfering with the election to cause Hillary Clinton to win, and then in addition, when they lost, tried to interfere with the results of the Electoral College and the American people's vote to oust a president who is their choice. That is,
Jonathan,
the public's choice.
Yeah, and there was no evidence proffered that any of the Electoral College, the electors, right, were manipulated or contacted by any Russian agents. I mean, that's really the only way you could ultimately...
There's no evidence that a single vote was altered as a result of Russian interference. There were attempts at Russian interference, but then broad-scale attempts to interfere with the ability of people to vote.
Right. And going back to your point about FBI, CIA, and NSA, all of these things, why is it, and again, in the Hegelian dialectic element of putting one against the other, we know that. But, you know, political left right now, I mean, they're sowing the seeds of executive power, if you will, and the end result, when you don't have your guy or gal in office, you're going to get hammered, vice versa. Whereas the Constitution says, no, we should not invest that power, all three branches, into one branch. We should reduce the power of the executive branch as the founders had intended.
Well, we've had vigorous election disputes throughout our history that was considered to be beneficial to free speech under the First Amendment, to allowing individuals to exercise fully informed choice when they vote for a candidate. But what we haven't had to this extent is the use of all government apparatus that is secret to thwart the will of the American people, criminally overthrow an election result.
Well, we're going to talk about that some more. Also, the good economy, apparently, and how Obama has taken credit for it. Very interesting. But we've got more constitutional discussion on tap here with Jonathan Ebord. It's the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
If you talk, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Scott Belcher. All right, those of you on YouTube, behave. Behave. Jonathan E. Moore, they're trying to distract me with talk of my complexion. There are no studio lights in here. There's no makeup. It's natural light coming in from the window. I don't have any electronic lights on. This is just me. I get out in the sun, and look what organic clean living does for you, okay? Anybody jealous? Go out and do what I do. That's all I got to say. Stand up for the Constitution also, and that will, I'll heap more praise on you than how you look or don't look. And, Jonathan, we're talking on the Constitution, the right to keep and bear arms. I've said this so many times over the years. This is not subject to whims of fancy, of whatever, that somebody says, well, today it doesn't work because the weather's bad. Or in the case of 3D printers, there wasn't an exception made by the founders when they wrote the right to keep and bear arms, unless it's printed, right? Unless you print one or make one at home. And, there are states that are saying, listen, if we manufacture the gun right here and it stays right here in our state, there's no federal law that applies here in terms of acquisition of firearms. And I support those states and those people in those states to say, feds, get the hell out. You don't belong here.
Well, George Washington, I think, put it best when he said, "Let there," in his farewell address, "let there be no change by usurpation. For though in one instance it may be an instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed. There's great value to having a Second Amendment if you're a free person. Unlike any other time in the history of the world, and unlike every other country in the world, Americans have a right to their liberty, so much so that they have a right to defend it in their Constitution through the right to keep and bear arms. That's an extraordinary thing. That's a trust factor. A Constitution created created, and this is proof of it, it is created for the purpose of protecting the rights of the individual, not for the purpose of empowering people to rule over them and determine what their choices will be. And that's a profound statement, the Second Amendment. It is a critical element in defense of individual liberty because it is a statement of trust at the founding and into perpetuity that individuals would be allowed to possess weapons in order to defend themselves and a republic from those who would take away their liberty.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tremendous thing. And so when these people say, oh, well, there are people who abuse their Second Amendment rights, and so no one should have them. Well, yes, there are people who abuse their Second Amendment rights. There are also people who abuse their First Amendment rights. There are people who abuse all of their rights, but that doesn't mean that every other person should be deemed to have been convicted and condemned of the same offense and denied their rights. We don't have, unfortunately, in the minds of several people who are attempting to be influential today, the rights of everyone must be dumbed down to a bare minimum because there are few people who violate others' rights.
What are we in, like kindergarten and grade school, when one kid chews gum, now no one can? I mean,
right.
This is
not, our Constitution is built on the opposite premise, and that is that all people are possessed of unalienable rights, and that those rights may not be deprived except upon due process of law in an individual case.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the only way in which a society can operate that maximizes liberty. You want to live in a nation of slavery? Well, go to the former Soviet Union, go to Russia today, go to North Korea, where you don't have a right to keep and bear arms, where you don't have a right to freedom of speech, freedom of religion. You don't have those things because the state is determining your fate. You don't even have a right to property. You can't possess anything, own anything for yourself. It's all the state's. And so as a result, you know, this is what the socialist candidates in the Democratic Party want. They're pushing the Democratic Party so far to the left. You know, usually, historically, in the modern era, Democrats, during the primary season, when they're running among themselves, have leaned to the left.
Right.
But never so much as to alienate their core constituency, the FDR constituency of workers and union members and some, oppressed minorities and so forth. Those things have always resulted in a fear of the backlash of the general electorate. But now they've gone over the deep end.
Yeah. I say keep going left, Democrats. You'll wake up in Venezuela pretty soon. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, political or otherwise. Jonathan Emord, my co-host, each and every week at this time when we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty. RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, are you feeling a little stronger, standing up a little taller? Why? Well, Jonathan Ebord is here. Helps your constitutional posture become improved. And he's going to be a keynote speaker at the Trinity Conference. And Jonathan, do you know what your topic is yet? Have you worked on your talk? I know you could just show up and just speak, but what are you planning to relate to the crowd that's going to be joining us in Chicago coming up in a couple of weeks?
Well, actually, I'm going to start off by explaining elements that underlie the Constitution that define a republic And then I'm going to rely upon the founding principles and statements of the founding fathers. Then I'm going to talk about how the New Deal era resulted in a departure from that predicate and the creation of the administrative state, and how the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission are prime examples of the gross abuse of power that comes with a loss of the Constitution as a restriction on government power, and how that is wreaking havoc on our country, and how ultimately, if we are going to restore a republic in this nation, that we have to revive the Constitution and get rid of the administrative state. And that's my presentation.
Beautiful. Well, I'll be there. I know I can't wait to every time. Listen, folks, if you go see Jonathan Ebord in person, this has been my experience, and I've told you this, Jonathan. I close my eyes, I listen to you talk, I feel like I'm transported back in time to the time when the founders were alive. And it's just, it's enthralling, it's thrilling, it's really impactful. And so, folks, if not for me, I'm not anywhere in that league. You go see Jonathan Ebord at the Trinity Conference. You will be richly rewarded. You'll understand what this country was founded to do, the limited government that they had set up for us. Now, we've got other topics I wanted to cover with you, including the economy. Now, I have argued as well that the economy is artificial due to the fact that we have in 1913, I believe in violation of the Constitution, established a centralized bank, if you will, that isn't necessarily federal and has no reserves, but they call it the Federal Reserve. And we are operating on fiat, right? They're printing money out of thin air, or now it's electronic digits. And so the fact that we are doing as well as we are at this point is amazing. But part and parcel, as we see the Obama versus Trump debate happen, Obama came out and said, basically, you didn't build that, Trump. It was my recovery. You're just coasting on it. I'm thinking, if we had Hillary in there, would there have been tax cuts? Would there be more confidence in the freedom to move about the economic cabin, as limited as it still may be?
Well, let's just take a look at what we had under the Obama years and as a direct result of Obama. Obama, at the time that he left office, had about $160 billion of new environmental regulation about to hit the nation, and had already, in the course of his administration, expanded regulation restricting government, restricting private enterprise through principally the EPA, but also through all the other agencies, more than any other president in American history. He created a new bureaucratic monster governing financial markets. He also failed to cut taxes and was imposing greater costs on the American economy, so much so that we had a zero GDP, 0-1 GDP, that pundits were saying that it would be impossible for the nation to reach 3% GDP. In fact, Obama said that himself. He said that effectively himself, that getting to more than 3% GDP would be impossible. Mm-hmm. He had resigned the United States to a tertiary or secondary power in the world by saying that the United States should apologize for its presence in the world. And he had used the Federal Trade Commission as a wrecking ball to destroy business after business or severely hurt it. And he had destroyed the coal industry, and he had refused to allow any further production of domestic oil resources by limiting licenses and licensing authority. And so the economy was in a state of shock, with executives not willing to expend money on research and development all across the country, with small business having a view that it was impossible to be upwardly mobile, with unemployment levels reaching higher levels. And then here we were with Trump. Trump comes in, orders a reassessment of regulation and a rollback, eliminates the $160 billion in environmental regulations that would have stalled the economy and probably sent us into a recession, if not a depression. He rolls back all these regulations, and then in addition to that, he cuts taxes by an amount that is historically significant on the order of Ronald Reagan's tax cut, and he works to revitalize the coal industry, to expand domestic production of oil and gas, to enable the economy to get back on its feet. And what do we have? we have 4.2% GDP. They said 3% would be impossible. 4.2% GDP under Trump. We have lower taxes. We have people taking more of their take-home pay home. Mm-hmm. And we have high levels of confidence, highest in since the Reagan administration, in small business and their confidence in the economy and their own personal benefit in the economy. And then we have the lowest minority unemployment rate in American history, modern American history, and we have more jobs available than we have people looking for them.
And still, Jonathan, we have a significant sector of our economy under stranglehold restrictions of the federal government. And we're talking health care.
No question about it. The work is far from done.
But here's
the thing. For Obama to say that this economy is his work, he did everything to try to shackle and destroy free enterprise. He's not responsible for all of this massive increase in production. His economy never reached those levels. No matter what he did with federal spending, he didn't affect a fundamental change in market realities because we were overregulated and overtaxed.
No.
What Trump did is he hit precisely the things that were the greatest threats to the American economy, and he's still doing it.
Yeah, and I'm asking him to look more, as you are, I know as well, to look more into the healthcare sector. And let's say, if you've got the Scott Gottlieb character at FDA, which was a history of big pharma, reprioritize him. Because to attack homeopathy, which is not hurting anybody, to go after kratom, for instance, that is helping people get off of hard opioid drugs, and it's not truly harming people, except for their claim that, oh, they found some that was contaminated with salmonella, which can happen anywhere, but it's not really the issue. They're not acknowledging the science out there in the free market showing benefit. You know, that's where the regulatory priorities are messed up.
We're back to the founding principle that, you know, government is best which governs least. I mean, the problem here is that you've got an FDA that has long wanted to put its finger in every single pie, whether the pie was adulterated or not. I mean, the problem is that when the pie isn't adulterated, leave it alone, federal government. Leave it alone. And if it is adulterated and people are getting sick from eating it, by all means, go after the person who's putting the bad pie out. But what they're doing is taking people like poor Amish farmers who are selling unpasteurized milk in interstate commerce in violation of the absolute prior restraint on that in federal regulation, and condemning every single one of them, even though, for example, in one of the cases that I was tangentially involved with, not directly involved with, this poor Amish farmer was prosecuted after they performed a sting operation inducing him to sell milk in interstate commerce. Then they tested his milk in a desperate attempt to try to add on to the basis for going after him and found that there were no pathogens in the milk. So perfectly healthy milk, they ran this farmer right out of business. Dan Alger was his name. They ran him right out of business. They destroyed his entire basis for survival, his dairy farm, solely because he sold healthy milk in interstate commerce.
To those people who wanted to buy it. No coercion, no deception.
Why does government prosecute individuals when their activities are not causing anyone an actual injury?
Yeah, that's exactly my point here as well, Jonathan. That's why we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty, point out these absurdities for those that worship government. And unfortunately, there are people on the Republican side that are also invested in the regulatory state and need to be taken out as well. We need to find constitutionally grounded people and put them into office, if that's even possible, because the education system has been so corrupted that they're learning about the glory of government that people, half the people maybe go, hey, socialism, not so bad, let's try it, as if it's never been tried.
What's so disturbing to me about the system of education in the United States is that this miracle that is the Constitution of the United States, the first instance in which a written constitution for the purpose of protecting the rights of individuals was struck off in the history of the world. It had been talked about in the two treatises on government by John Locke, but it had never been implemented except here. This is the first place in the history of the world. That is an extraordinary event. That is the most important historical event in American history. And yet, despite that fact, it is not even relegated to a footnote in most public education in the United States. Our children are not being taught the basis of this country. They're not being taught the Constitution. They're not being taught what the true purpose of the Constitution is, what its meaning is, what the founding fathers understood it to mean, what their principles were. They're not being taught that. That is the most fundamental education for an American citizen, and it's not being delivered in this country.
And that's a big reason why I went out west, especially for my daughter's sake, to get her an education that's rooted in the Constitution, understands the foundations of liberty, what the founding fathers had brought to us, left to their posterity. And hopefully there'll be enough people around to help you reclaim it for those that are still planning on being in a country that loves liberty, which is slipping away, even as Trump is trying to do his best to, you know, minimize the damage of the oligarchy, if you will. There's more to be done. And Jonathan, I'm glad you're here on this journey with me and with all of us at this time in our lives and this time of our nation's history. All right, take a deep breath, everybody. We got one more segment to go. Go so fast when we're here with Jonathan Emore talking the sacred fire of liberty. If you want a link to see what Jonathan Emore is all about and his books, you can find it at emord.com, emore.com. Jonathan, will you have some books available for people to buy when we're together?
Well, I think I'm just going to direct everybody to Amazon.
Okay, go get them there.
Go to Amazon.
And bring them.
Robert.
He can sign them. All right, hold on. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back
or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, archives available pretty quickly after the show. Our broadcast radio syndicator is GCN, Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com. You'll get that right away. Afterwards, you can see it, hear it at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. Our British friends, they love Liberty, too. They listen to the show. And those of you watching on YouTube, it's available pretty immediately as well. So thank you all for being here. Thank you to Jonathan Niemoore for standing up for liberty. He's written many books, including The Rise of Tyranny, Restore the Republic. And get your copies, bring it to Chicago. He'll sign them for you. That's the good plan to do. So he won't have to ship the books forward. Now, we were talking about our concern about the corruption, the criminality. You know, under the Obama administration, we could say that the deep state, the oligarchy, is engaged in criminal activity, no doubt. But the question is, will they ever be held accountable? I think there are protectors of the deep, dark state. There are international elements that have infiltrated our country, Jonathan. I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that. And they are protecting themselves. They're protecting each other. I'm not saying that they will succeed. I don't know. But there's a lot at stake, and it's life or death for some of the people there that know it and are calling it out and that want to see that criminality come to light.
Well, what's really disturbing, among other things, the fact that this happened at all is most disturbing, but the real troublesome part is that the media, which you know, among the many justifications for freedom of the press is the checking value of the media. That is, that the media would hold government to account, would ensure that the public became aware of corruption and was able to use its vote at the ballot box to correct it. And what we had during the 8 years of the Obama administration was scandal after scandal and abuse of power after abuse of power with no in-depth reporting, virtually none, and with no accountability. And with no action by the police power of the state, the FBI, to investigate and to prosecute the acts of criminality by the administration. Mm-hmm. And then when the Trump administration comes forward, it gets worse. It's not only that on the very day that they that the FBI director refused to pass on, as he was supposed to, the evidence of Hillary Clinton violating the Espionage Act to the Attorney General. But he took it upon himself, usurped the power of the Attorney General, and said there is no basis for prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
The very same day he did that, he signed off on these FISA warrants and on proceeding against Donald Trump based on a political prosecution. Then he gets fired, and to retaliate, he gets Rosenstein to appoint Mueller as a special counsel to go after Trump. These are corrupt measures, abuses of federal power that have gone without either a detailed investigation or prosecution. There's no accountability.
Here's my explanation.
Dangerous to the
rule
of law.
But here's my explanation. At that level, pretty much everybody is compromised. I'm not saying everybody, but pretty much everybody with the power to do something is compromised, I believe. And there's such deep level corruption that goes on that people that you would normally say, well, of course they're going to go after the corruption. There's a man, maybe he's got good Christian principles in his heart. But then again, there's something behind it that they got you on, and they're not going to act because they're afraid of what will be revealed. Now, I think the thing is they don't have anything on Trump. Because if they did, it would have been revealed. Are you kidding me? They are so desperate to remove that guy.
Sure.
That if there was something that was that damning, and that's the scary part. They didn't own this guy like they own everybody else.
But then you have these reprehensible characters like, for example, the senator from California, Feinstein, who alludes to information that she has on the Supreme Court nominee, Kavanaugh. Allegedly something about a dalliance he had when he was in high school or someone accusing him of sexual abuse when he was in high school, okay? Mm. She alludes to it, but does not present it, and then tries to upset his nomination based on innuendo. This is where we are. This is not the way to, this is not honorable. This is dishonorable. It's scurrilous. If you have evidence, present it. If the evidence is of criminality, present it. If you don't have evidence of criminality, if you just have innuendo, you don't destroy the character of a person in a smear campaign. But that's where we are.
Yeah. Well, I have evidence of liberty. He's with me right now on this radio show. Jonathan Emord. Emord.com. Go get your books from Amazon that he's written. Bring them to the Trinity Conference. Get him to sign it. Go see his lecture. I'll be introducing him. I'm so excited. Thank you, Jonathan. And we'll be back next week with more of the Sacred Fire of Liberty. I appreciate you, my friend.
Thanks, Robert.
All right. Back after the news break with more powerful healing, Richard Perle, and more, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. So I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.